Hey everybody, Gemara Chasim Tovah. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Tes. Hope you had a wonderful and easy fast. And we're here at the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Let's see, a couple of lines up here, right? Tani Rabbi Zera, about five lines up. Today we're just going to get to the next Mishnah, and then we'll have a discussion about Maris Ayin on Amud Beis, Amud Alf as well, I think. Either way, so we're five lines up here. Tani Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, again, if you remember yesterday, that we had a whole discussion as to whether a koi, you're allowed to cover the blood of a koi on Yom Tov. A koi was a suffik behema suffik chaya, meaning it was a suffik whether you need to cover the blood. The question was, right, if that's mutter to do on Yom Tov when you have a suffik chiyuv. So Rabbi Zera says, right, lo koi bovadam, right? Ela filu shecha behema chaya va'of, v'nisar v'damam zebazeh, asur l'chazo zo b'Yom Tov. Right? Not only do we say by a koi, right, that you're not allowed to cover his blood, right? We had a bunch of different reasons why and why not, if you remember from yesterday, but even if you have a mixture of blood of, let's say, a behema, which you do not need to do kisui adam, and a chaya and an oaf, which you do need to do kisui adam, so still, right, you're not going to cover that on Yom Tov. If you look at Rashi, right, Rashi lo koy bovad, four lines up, three lines up, right, the im mechasim biyantif, right, he says, shaloi chasu shema behema huva tarach tircha delo mitzvah. This is a special din, a din we've mentioned once before, a couple times before, maybe in the Masechta, that the Rabbi Zera says is an extra iser of tircha yaseira, an extra tircha. You're not supposed to be putting in extra effort on Yom Tov that you ordinarily should not have done. So if you have a suffix here as to whether this blood needs to be covered or not, right, it's a tircha, it's an extra bother, it's an extra effort that you need to put in. And even if you have this afer kira, even if you have ashes, right, ready to roll to cover it, right, it's still a bit extra. You should not cover it because maybe it doesn't need to be covered because maybe the blood that you're covering is the behema blood that does not require this extra effort of covering the blood. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasinia, lo shono ela she'in yochol l'chasu zo b'dekira achas. That's only if you have to do two shovelfuls, right? If you have to shovel twice, right? You have to cover twice, right? There's enough blood there that you have to do it twice. And it could be that the second one or the first one, right, either one of them, could be a scenario where you might end up covering only behema blood. But if you can cover it in one, I guess, thrust or one shovelful, so then mutter, then it's mutter, because obviously, right, you do have a mitzvah to cover the chaya and the oaf, right, that's not an extra tircha, that's not tircha yisera to cover the extra blood, right, because you're only doing one action as it is, and that you had to do anyway because of you shechted a chaya and an oaf. So the Gemara says, well, pshita, well, yeah, obviously, right, if you only had one thing to do, right, it's not any extra effort, what would be the answer? So the Gemara says, ma'adatema, you might have thought, nigzer dekir achas, atu shtei dekiros. Right, you might have thought that, no, if you can do one, right, you might end up doing two, and therefore, right, Kamash Malan, right, teach me we're not concerned, right? You teach me that we're not concerned of such a possibility. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Shachat Sipor me Erev Yontif, right? Let's say you shechted the bird on Erev Yontif and then you did not cover the blood. So Ein Mechasim Asob Yontif, you're not allowed to then go and cover the blood on Yontif itself. Right, again, it's not necessarily a case where you did it hours and hours earlier. It could be that you just shechted it, you know, a few minutes before Yontif. Things got crazy, you didn't get around to covering the blood, so you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. If you look at Rashi, right, the last line on the daf, right, you should have done it yesterday. And there's no issue, right, again, it's an extra tircha as well, that you should have taken care of on Erev Yom Tov, and then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, right? There's a similar concept by haircuts on Chol HaMoed, right? The reason you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed is because you should have done it Erev Yom Tov, and now that you didn't take care of it, so we're not going to tell you that you can take a haircut, right? Just be, you should have taken the care of that, right, on Erev Yom Tov, and if you didn't get around to it, so we're going to punish you, quote unquote. The Chachamim word goes there, right, that you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov to make sure everybody does it before Yom Tov. Okay. Right. So now, on the other hand, though, Gilgil Isa, let's say you needed K-N-E-A-D, right? If you needed dough, me'erev yontif, if you needed dough for yontif on erev yontif, ma'afrish memenu chalasa yontif, you're allowed to separate chala on yontif. What would be the issue? So we know, we discussed several times already in this Delfiomi cycle, that you're not allowed to take trumas or maestros on Shabbos or Yontif. It looks like mitakein man. It looks like you're fixing the food in question. Right? You're not allowed to eat. Presumably, let's say you have grains, so you're not allowed to eat without taking trumas and maestros. Right? It looks like you're fixing something. It looks like makom patish. Looks like you're taking care of something and fixing it on Shabbos, which is asur. So theoretically, you might have thought that you're not allowed to take challah, which theoretically is similar to trumas and maestros. But says, who was it? Rabbah says, Rabbah, that you are actually allowed to take dough from challah from dough if you made that dough on Erev Yom Tov. And Pasha says, if you look at Rashi says, right, because you're allowed to make dough on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to take challah from that dough on Yom Tov, so too, right, you're allowed to take challah from dough that was made on Erev Yom Tov. However, Avu the Shmuel, Amar Avu the Shmuel says, no, if you look at Gol Yisim Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafresh Mimenu Challah Sub Yom Tov. Shmuel's father says, no, that you're not allowed to actually do that because you should have done it, right, on Erev Yom Tov. Right, if you look at Rashi, Ein Mafresh Mimenu, right, the Lo Yitiru L'Hafresh Challah El Abisa Shinas Galgal Gol Yom Tov. Right, the only thing we're going to allow you to do is take challah on Yom Tov, because again, obviously, fresh bread, warm bread, right? That's a kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov. Better to have fresh bread that was made today than yesterday. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake and knead, K-N-E-A-D, and do all that type of stuff to make bread. So too, we're allowed to make, Chazal allowed you to take challah. But that's only if you do it on Yom Tov. Right, if you did it on Erev Yom Tov, if you made the bread on Erev Yom Tov, right, as Rashi says, Ha'ilo l'hafresh me'erev Yom Tov, right, you should have done it on Erev Yom Tov. And if you didn't, so then you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. Ah, lema pliga de Shmuel, okay, fine, period, or comma. Lema pliga de Shmuel avu, maybe, seeming, right, if you tell me that Shmuel's father says it's usher to take challah from before, if you made that challah before, if you made the dough before Yom Tov, maybe Shmuel disagrees, right? Lema, pliga de Shmuel avuah. Maybe Shmuel argues with his father. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says challah chutz la'aretz, right? If you have made challah in chutz la'aretz, right? Again, challah in general, what's it called? That is the araisa in Eretz Yisrael. Outside the Eretz Yisrael is the rabbanan in chutz la'aretz. So if you have challah in chutz la'aretz, so ochel beholich ve'achakach mafresh, you're allowed to just eat the challah and separate afterwards. Meaning that the taking of the challah is not metakimon. It doesn't allow you to eat the dough. Right, since it's only din derabanan, you're allowed to eat the dough regardless. So there would be no reason, a bechlal, to tell you that you can't take challah on Yom Tov, because it's not similar to tikkun mana. You're not fixing the food to be make it edible. You're allowed to eat the dough without taking challah, and just take challah afterwards. So maybe Shmuel disagrees with his father and allows you to take challah on Yom Tov, even if you made it on Erev Yom Tov. So Rava says, no, mi lo mo de Shmuel shimkara la'ashem shashur lezarim. No, Shmuel agrees that if you did take challah, that it becomes, right, it becomes food that it's not allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim, meaning even though in Echanami, you're allowed to take the challah after eating the bread, right? So still, if you took it beforehand, then it would be shayach only to Kohanim, and therefore it could be similar to Trumas or Maestros, that you would not be allowed to take it necessarily on Yom Tov. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Beishami Omrim, Beishami. I mean, and that's for Shmuel does not necessarily disagree with his father. Okay, new Mishnah. Beishami Omrim, Emaluchin is a Sulam, Meshuvach, Leshovach, Aval Mateo, Mechal, Lechol, and Vesela Matirin. What's going on over here? So the case is, the scenario is that back in the day, people used to have these big dove coats. They used to have tons of doves and birds from which they would take to Shecht, to On Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says that Bekon Beishami, you're not allowed to move a Sulam, you're not allowed to move a ladder from one dove coat to the next. But you are allowed to kind of angle it or kind of slide it over from one window to another. What are we concerned about? If you take it from one dovecot to the next, people will think that you're fixing your roof. Right? You're making some sort of fixing something in the house, and you're using it for repairs. Obviously, that's usher on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says that no, it is mutter to take it from one dovecot to the next. So we'll see exactly what kind of ladder you're using. But again, the idea here is Marzayin. People might think that the making tikkunim, making repairs on Yom Tov is mutter. And just to be clear, right, Mar Zayin is different than Chashad. Mar Zayin is different than Chashad. Mar Zayin is that people might see what you're doing and think that it's mutter. Chashad, or think that something else is mutter. Chashad is people might see what you're doing and think that you're a Rasha. Meaning, for example, Mar Zayin is, you're not allowed, let's take this case, right? You're not allowed to move the ladder from one to the next because they might think that doing malacha, fixing your house on Yom Tov, is mutter. Chashad is where people see you do something and they might think you're a Rasha. For example, going into McDonald's, right? And they might think that, everybody knows that McDonald's is treif and it's usher, so they might think that you're a Rasha, that you eat at McDonald's. That's a different concern, Right, that's not necessarily the same thing as Marzayin. Could be a difference between them is whether you're allowed to do it when nobody's watching. As we'll see in a second, it's not so clear from the Gemara, but we paskin that Marzayin is usher even if no one is around. A chashad, it could be the chashad is usher, is mutter if no one is around. Okay, either way, just to be clear, when we say Marzayin, we're talking about a halacha. We're concerned that people might think that something else is mutter when in fact. It is not, therefore we aser that action. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machokas Bershus HaRavim. This Machokas between Mishal and Mishal, well, they are allowed to move, this ladder is in right, the public arena. The Mishal Mishalim HaRoa Amar Latiach Gagu Utsarecho Bishilz HaRei Shovcho Mochil Galav. Right, because Meshame holds that if a person sees you moving the ladder, he's going to think that he's fixing the roof, and that is mutter. And Beis Hillel says, no, that Shovcho, the dove coat, proves that all he's trying to do is to get a bird for Shechting on Yontif. But in private, in your private house, where no one's looking, everybody agrees that it is mutter. That's the opinion of Rav Chanan bar Ami. Ah, is that really true? Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that Kol Makom Sh'asur Chachamim B'nei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chadru Chadarim, Osir. Right, this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Any place the Chazal said that Maris Ayin is usher, it's even usher if you're totally by yourself. So the Gemara says, actually, Tanaihi. That's actually a machlokes Tanaim. The Tanya, as we learned in Abraisa, Shotchin Bechama Avolo Keneged Ha'am. That you're allowed to spread out laundry in the sun, right? But only if you're in private, right? Not Keneged Ha'am, not in public. Right? That you're allowed, again, if you're not allowed to do laundry on Yontif, right, we don't want people to think that you're doing laundry on Yontif or that doing laundry is mutter. So you're not allowed to lay out your clothes in the sun to dry on Yontif. But that's only, again, according to the Tanakhama, that's only in public. In private, it's mutter. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon also, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon disagree. Okay, and they hold that it's even usher, right, inside your house. Igadami, some people say, Amar Chanan bar Ami, that the Rav Chanan bar Ami says that the Machlokas is B'shusha Yachid. Right? Again, the Rav Chanan bar Ami originally just said, the way we understood, is that the Machlokas B'shama B'shelel is in public. But here, Rav Chanan bar Ami says that the Machlokas is in private. The Beishamai is the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Beisil less like the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. That Beishamai hold like the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, i.e., that Marasayin is usher even in private, and Beisil holds that does not hold of that Marasayin is mutter in private. But Abu Bashir Rabin, but in the public sphere, right, in public thoroughfare, then everybody, what everybody sees, Divrei Kol Aser. That maybe Beisham and Beisilo, right, agree that it would be Aser. So two versions of what Rav Chanan bar Ami said about this Machlokas Beisham and Beisilo. Is the Machlokas in Rishus Rabim, or, and everybody holds that in Rishus HaYachid is mutter, or does everybody hold, or is the Machlokas in Rishus HaYachid, but everybody holds in Rishus Rabim, it is Aser. Lema Rav, Amar Kebe Shammai. So the problem with that understanding, right, that Rav, right, is holding like Beishamai, right? Lema Rav Damar Beishamai. I mean, that's a question. I mean, how can you tell me that Rav holds like Beishamai? I mean, it doesn't make sense to line up the sheet though that the Machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel is where Beishamai holds like Rav and Beis Hillel doesn't. Meaning Beishamai came first, right? It doesn't make sense that Rav would align his sheetah like Beishamai. Right, Beishamai, right? We pass on like Beis Hillel. Right? It doesn't make sense that they would pass on like Beishamai. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tanaihi. Really, it's a Machlokas, what Beis Hillel says is Machlokas Tanaihi. Right? And therefore, that's how Rav could, quote-unquote, hold like Beishamai. Really, he's holding like one of the opinions of Beis Hillel Shita. As we says, as the Braisa says, the Tanya is one of the Braisa, Shotchen Bechama, Avalokin Eganam, right, what we just quoted. You're allowed to spread, you kind of hang your clothes in the sun, but not in public. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osir, and Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon say that it's Osir. Right, so that's meaning the Tanakhama holds that you are allowed to hang it out. Again, that Pashas is going like Beis Hillel as well, right? Neither of them are going to disagree with the Beis Hillel. So if the Tanakhama said you're allowed to kind of lay out your clothes in the sun to dry in private, so Pashas says that he would agree, he's holding like Beis Hillel as well. And, that, and since the Tanakhama holds it, Beis Hillel holds his mutter, so apparently it could very well be that exactly like Rav Chanan bar Ami said, that Beis Hillel holds that, again, it's only usher in public and not necessarily usher in private. Okay. Masnizim Dloki Aitana, our Mishnah, right, is not like the following. The Tanya is blended right. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Modim b'shamay b'sillal shemolichan esesulam meshulvach meshulvach." Right? Lo nechku el lahachzin. Right? Our mission. Right? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, b'shamay b'sillal agree that you can move the ladder from one dove coat To the next. The machlokas is bringing it back after you're done. Right, Beishamay says you're not allowed to take it back, and Beisol says you are. Our Mishnah, right, quoted the machlokas as being when taking it originally, right, lechachila, right, taking it at the beginning from one dovko to the next. And here, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the machlokas is no, only on the way back are you allowed to bring it back after you really have no purpose for it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, when is what are we talking about? Besulam shel shulach. We're only talking about apparently a flimsy or rickety type of ladder that you had by dovecotes. Avosulam shel aliyah, but you're talking about a proper ladder that goes up to a second floor of a house, right? I mean, and then people right might actually think that you're doing kind of you're fixing your house. So then divrei kol aser. Then everybody agrees that it's aser because you're taking this you know this sturdy ladder out to the public. Right? People are going to see that you're fixing your house. Rabbi Dosa, Omer Rabbi Dosa says, Mateo Michal Lachalon, you're allowed to kind of tilt it or move it or lean it from one kind of what's called to the next, one window to the next, in a dovecote. Cherim Omer Mishon Rabbi Dosa, Af Medadin Bo, and people say that you may even walk it from one hole to the next within the same dovecote, right? Instead of just kind of angling the ladder, you're allowed to even kind of move it over, but again, as long as you're within the same dovecote, according to Rabbi Dosa, that is mut. B'nei Rabbi Chiya Nafik L'Kriyasa, story time. Rabbi Chiya's children, his sons, went out to the Kriyasa, the Kiriya, how do you translate Kiriya? It's like a little town, I guess. Okay, also, when they came back, Amar Lu Avihon, their father said, Rabbi Chiya said to them, Kulam Maisa Bali Adchem, right? How'd it go? What happened? So Amar Lu, they said to him, Sulam Bali Adenu V'Hitirnu. Right? We had a Shaila, someone asked us a Shaila about a Sulam, about, again, this our issue, moving a ladder from a dovecote to the other, and we said it was Motir. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Chiya said, not a good decision. Tzuvi Isru Mashi Tartem, right? Go back, right, and tell them, right, that you made a mistake, actually, that it's Osir. Now, the Gemara is going to go back and forth, right, in terms of, obviously, Rabbi Chiya's children were learned, right, they weren't just, you know, pretending to be rabbis, they knew their stuff, so what were they holding, right, why is it so clear this machlokas is like, what was going on over here? So, Inu Sabar, so the kids, right, the sons of Rabbi Chiya thought, right, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the machlokas is, that there's no machlokas by a sulam shel aliyah, by a sturdy ladder, right, we call it the Tanakama Sabar Pligi. Apparently, right, they held that the Tanakama, i.e. Rav Shimon Elazar, right, at the beginning of that brisa, holds that it is a machlokas, right, by a sturdy ladder. And so then they hold like Beis Shammai, like Beis Hillel, who allows it. Velohi, but it's not actually true, and that's what Rabbi Chiya was correcting them. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, time in the Tanakama come of Reish, right? Rabbi Yehuda was explaining, right, the Tanakama, right? He wasn't actually arguing on him. What's it called? Mimai, meaning, how do you know? Because midigatani molich and esasula mishuvach l'shuvach. Because the Brisa said, right, that you can take it from one dovecote to the next. If you're telling me that the machlokas, there's a machlokas by a sturdy ladder, so my molich and esasula mishuvach l'shuvach. Why would it say, right, that moving it from one dovecote to the next, right, molich and esasula mishuvach meboile, should be just taking a sturdy ladder to a shuvach, to a dovecote, meaning you don't leave the sturdy ladders by the dovecote. Apparently, they had, you know, some small flimsy ladder that they didn't need some, you know, some real support. So the fact that it says moving the ladder from the dovecote to the next, right, must implying that elalavachi kama, right? Rather, this is what it meant to say: shal shuvach in, that you are allowed to move a ladder in a dovecote, meaning a dovecote type ladder, a flimsy one, that you're allowed to move, right? That's a machlokas beshama beselal, right? Aval shalia, but the sturdy ladder that leads to a second floor of a house, so low, so there's no machlokas that according to everybody, right? It would be awesome. Right, so that was Rabbi Chiya. That's how Rabbi Chiya corrected his children, V'idach, and his sons. So, I mean, they probably thought of that, right? What did they understand the language of the brisa was? So he katani sulam shel shuvach, right? Mishuvach l'shuvach katani, right? That doesn't. Rabbi Chiya's son simply said that it doesn't say that you're taking a dovecote ladder. It says you're taking a ladder from a dovecote to a dovecote. So they assumed afil l'kama shovchin, right? Apparently, they thought that you could take it from one dovecote to the next, even a bunch of them. So that implies that you're taking a proper ladder from one dovecote to another, right? And Pasha says that it should apply to a sturdy ladder as well, and therefore they matired, they allowed it based on their understanding of that language the implication of the brisa. Igadami, some people say that Amru Lo, that Rabbi Chiya's children said to him, Hitu Isulam Shalaliyah Baliyadenu, that the case of angling or tilting a proper sturdy ladder was the shayla, not whether you can move a sturdy ladder, but it was just angling it, and Vitir knew, and we said that was motor. And then Amar Lahem and the Rabbi Yechiel said back then, Suv Isra Mashi Tartem, he said, no, you made a mistake, right? You can't angle, you can't even angle a sturdy ladder. What was the machlokas? So in your silver, so Rabbi Yechiel's kids said, they thought, right, might have got Asr Tanakama, Kashar Rabbi Dosa, right? When the Tanakama, whole many instances, the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda now, right? Then when Rabbi Yehuda said, that it was usher to angle it, Rabbi Dosa actually allows it. Meaning, Rabbi Huda said that a proper ladder is usher of the gam, right? And Rabbi Dosa said, no, you can tilt the ladder, but you can't move it. Falohi, but it wasn't that was their mistake. Right? Ma'id because shari Tanakama kasri Rabbi Huda, really what the Tanakama allows, meaning what Rabbi Huda allows, Rabbi Dosa ushers. Meaning that Rabbi Dosa is more machmir. Meaning that even though Rabbi Huda says you're not allowed to move a proper ladder, right? In Enochanami, he would say that you can move it from one dafko to the next, and that's what Rabbi Dosa said. That's what Rabbi Dosa was responding to, that even the scenario where you're taking it from one dafko to the next, right, the, where you're taking the dafko ladder, the flimsy ladder, where you're not actually allowed to move it, you can only angle it. Okay. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to tilt this ladder from one kind of window or space in the dovecot to another space in the same window in the same dovecot, but you can't get it go from one to the next. Right, that was Basil said that you are allowed to carry it, right? So Alma Gami Simchas Yomtev Bas Shamay Lukumro Basil Lukula. Apparently you see that if you're talking about Simchas Yomtev, right, again, what's the point of going into a dovecot and angling a ladder to get a bird, right, to shecht for Yomtev. Right, again, that the Beis Hillel really is saying that it's mutter to move it for the sake of Simchas Yomtev, right? Even though theoretically they would be upset with it, right? So therefore, Beis Hillel and Meikel and Beis Shammai are Machmir. Or Minu, the problem is that we have a stira that the Braisa says, right? Again, that the earlier Mishnah, where the first Mishnah. In the Masechta, right? Hashoche chayav ov beyontiv. Veshamei omrim yachav b'dachar v'yichse. Beisol omrim, right? Lo yishchod elam kin hayolo afar mucha mibod yom. What's the difference between this case and the case where you need to shecht a chay and ov? The question is whether you have and you need to do kisui adam. So Beis Shammai says that you are allowed to dig up the earth, right? Dig up the ground, if you remember. And Beisol says that no, you can only do it if it's all prepared. Right, but, and again, lechachila. Right, so apparently, Beis Hillel are more machmir when it comes to Simchas Yomtev. They're not going to allow you to shecht if you don't have this dirt ready. Where Beis Shammai says, no, Simchas Yomtev, right? Just do the malacha, right? Or again, we had all the scenarios. It's not a malacha, but make sure you can do it afterwards, right? Even if you don't have the earth prepared. So that's against what we said over here, where Beis Hillel is going to allow you to move the ladder for Simchas Yomtev. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlav Zashita, Inuchanami, right? That it's Beis Hillel who say that you're not allowed to take the ladder, and Beis Shammai says that it's Mutter. Where says Mimai? Hold on with that. Really? Maybe Beis Shammai only says it's mutter for you to dig in the ground, like we said before, a couple of days ago, or yesterday even, if I'm not mistaken, right? That where you already have the shovel in the ground. But if you don't have the shovel stuck in the ground, so then lo, then it's not mutter, right? And then that's Beis Shammai saying that that you're not allowed to do these malachos just for the sake of Simchas Yomtev, right? And also maybe I can look on Beis Hillel Halacha. Maybe Beis Hillel also over here, right? Only say that it's mutter, right? El the shelchol mechiyukalav, because you have a proof, right? What are you doing? Your person is looking into the dovecot, right? Or looking at you go from the dovecot to the next, right? You see that the dovecot is going to prove that he's not. What's it called? He's not fixing his house, right? Abba Hassan, but over there, where you're digging in the ground, there's nothing necessarily will prove and show that you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. So therefore, Beis Hillel will be machmir. So the Gemara says, we could read it and then we'll go weiter in it tomorrow. Elihikasha hakasha. Really, this is the problem, because Beis Shammai omrim lo yitel ela kim imna'ana. As we'll see tomorrow, right, you're only allowed, right, to take the doves, and this is not with a ladder, but you're only allowed to take the doves themselves from the dove coat on Yontif, right, unless you already took them. Unless you already moved them, right, on Erev Yantif, right, we're going to see it's an issue of Mokta, right? You already kind of designated these birds to be eaten on Yantif. Beisel Omer, Beisel says no. Omer v'Omer, Zevzani, no. All Beisel says is you're just going to point to these birds and say, these are the ones I'm taking, without actually doing a Maisa to take them. Apparently you see that Beishamai is Machmir, Beishil is Mekel, right? You don't actually have to do a Maisa according to Beishil. All you have to do is designate the birds. But now you have a Stira, right? And you have the whole Stira that we have at the beginning around the first Mishnah. This is where Rabbi Yochanan says that he switched the Shita, meaning in the Mishnah tomorrow, where we're going to read on Daf Yod, and really Beis Shammai says you can just point at the doves, and Beis Hillel says that you have to move them. Right? We're going to have a problem with this approach as well, but we'll do that tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.